Leading our news this morning, Canadian police have released CCTV footage of the gunman during yesterday's attack. They've confirmed the gunman acted alone when he shot dead a soldier and stormed the nation's parliament. Canada's politicians are now back at work. They gave a standing ovation to Parliament's Sergeant at Arms, who shot the gunman dead. Police say their investigation is continuing.
We ask that the entire community continue to be vigilant, as well as report any suspicious incidents by calling police.
Charles Bordeleau there. Now a 63-year-old man will face court today, charged with the murder of three people in central Victoria. Peter and Mary Lockhart, both in their 70s, and Ms. Lockhart's son, Greg Holmes, were shot dead at their Wedderburn property on Wednesday night. Police believe the tragedy was the result of a minor dispute that spiralled out of control. Lachlan Murdoch has slammed the federal government's new laws preventing journalists from disclosing information about spy operations. The News Corporation co-chairman was delivering the Keith Murdoch oration in Melbourne. Mr. Murdoch told the audience censorship should be resisted in all its forms. And European leaders are meeting at a summit in Brussels to discuss climate change and the Ebola epidemic. The European Commission is proposing a 40% cut to carbon emissions by 2030. The leaders will also discuss boosting measures to stop the spread of Ebola.